What is up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Role Players. So this is really season two of Role Players. I haven't made podcasts in a while, but we are back. So I know right now everyone is under quarantine. It's been kind of rough 2020, but Role Players is back. I have rebranded Role Players. Still going off the phone. No audio better than that. So that's what you guys are hearing right now. So I think it's a big day for basketball fans because we got the tweet, right? It wasn't just like Jordan's "I'm back." It was the NBA is back. That tweet was courtesy of Woj. Not gonna say his full name because I don't know if anyone knows how to. I think that's a little bit funny because I am a Giannis fan, so I feel like I should be able to say his full name, but I can't. I don't know, it's a little bit hypocritical, I think, truly. So, I'm glad to be doing podcasts again, and, you know, that's good. Like, I hope you guys enjoy this, but speaking of podcasts, alright, so now that we got the Anchor ad out of the way, let's get into really the NBA's return. So, a little bit of this is going to be outdated. I did type all this up a little bit earlier. So, you know, we really came into this being like, hey, I know, at least when this started, I think everyone was like, wow. Like, right when we canceled the NBA season, the fact that, okay, 30 days until we get basketball is going to be a long time. And that was, like, that was the original plan for getting basketball back. And now, looking back on that, 30 days until we got basketball back, I think, like, halfway through March, would have been a godsend. Because I think back then, nobody was thinking about how do we get teams actually play again. Like, I think everyone was just like, okay, this is just gonna work how it should. Everyone's just gonna travel. We're all just gonna go to the arenas. I think nobody thought it was gonna be that complicated. But now you really get into it. And something I heard mentioned, mainly because I'm a Bucks fan, and if you aren't a Bucks fan, you may still know this, but there's two twin brothers in the NBA who have a weird fascination with everything Disney, and that is Brooke and Robin Lopez. And something they had joked about, the media had joked about, was maybe a return to Disney, because you have the complexes there, the wide world of sports, which are very, I mean, they can host the NBA. They have food, they have housing, they have everything. So it was almost a joke to begin with. And then it started to kind of be like, hey, this may be something we actually might consider. And then it was like, okay, Disney is like the only place we could go. Now, this wasn't the only option, though. Vegas did get consideration. And even Mark Lazary, the owner of the Bucks, said, if we come back, we will be going to Orlando and Vegas. Now, that isn't what turned out happening, but it was quick to go from, hey, we're just going to come back in 30 days, to we're only going to Orlando. Now, this isn't just Orlando, really. I mean, it's, again, the wide world of sports, so you're not, they aren't going to be playing, right, at Space Mountain, obviously. They're going to be playing at the Wide World of Sports, and that is going to be the single site for an NBA campus. Now, the NBA is really targeting June 31st as their return date. Now, an interesting part that you guys may not know about all this is the local television contracts. Now, these are how a good bit of teams make a good bit of money, okay? And in these contracts, a minimum of 70 games is required to be played, making at least some sort of regular season mandatory in order to get this money. So that means you would have to go and play games before you could just start the playoffs to get this money. Now, something also, you may know of him, the guy's name is Damian Lillard, has said he will not play if he doesn't have a real chance to make the playoffs when the NBA season resumes. Now that's big. That's a star. Saying, hey guys, if I don't have an opportunity to make the playoffs, I'm not playing. He said he's going to show up to practice, he's going to work hard. When it comes to game time, he's a no-go. He's not playing. He's not participating in the game. Because if he doesn't have a chance to make the playoffs, he's not doing it. I think I can emphasize with that. I mean, if I'm not going to make the playoffs, why would I play? You look at the Warriors, you look at the Cavs, and I think that's what any good player on their teams would think. I don't think he wants to risk it. Now, you got past all of this, and you started getting, last week, you had the NBA general managers, they all met, and they formulated some plans, right? They voted on some stuff, and they kind of figured out what they wanted to do. Now, one of these ideas, now, Mark Cuban did pitch a plan where he said 20 teams are going to make the playoffs, which is kind of interesting, okay? So what there's going to be is there will then be a little, like, battle for the 15th and 16th seed. Now, I say the 15th and 16th seed because this is a 1 through 16 seeding. Because, now, if you know basketball, you would know that the 1 through 16 seeding has been considered for a while. But it's never been implemented because it doesn't really make sense yet. Because, say, if you had the Knicks versus the Warriors, that wouldn't be a fun series to travel. That travel for that series would suck. And right now that isn't possible because you wouldn't get that matchup until the finals. But in a 1 through 16 seeding, it would just be random matchups. So that's kind of why it hasn't been done yet. But down in Orlando, there's nothing to stop 1 through 16 seeding. So this is implemented in Mark Cuban's plan. So just keep that in mind. So there will be a matchup between the 17 and 20 seed and the 18 and 19 seed to then play to get to play the 15 and 16 seeds for the last two playoff spots. Now, all of this is going to be done in a single game or three game format to determine those last two seeds. And then the playoffs will go on as normal in a seven game series. However, like I said, unlike normal, this plan implements a 1 through 16 seeding in the playoff teams. Now, if this would also be canceling the regular season. So if they just went straight into the playoffs, the matchups would look like this for a 1 through 16 seed. You would have Milwaukee versus Orlando, which would be the Eastern first round. It would still carry over because you have the worst team versus the best team, which just so happens to be the 1 seed versus the 8 seed in the East. And then you would have Oklahoma City versus Miami, which would be an interesting matchup. I think that would be a cool matchup. And then you would have the Lakers versus Brooklyn, another cool matchup. You'd have Houston versus Utah. I looked this up. They don't really play that much, but to me, it seems like Houston and Utah match up a lot. I don't know if that's just the like the 4-5 seeds. I don't know. I just feel like they match up a lot. I could be wrong. Denver versus Indiana, which I feel like, I don't know if they are, but they're two like pretty similar teams. I feel like you have a similar vibe with me. Like Denver is kind of like the Pacers of the West, and the Pacers are kind of like the Denver of the East. I think like that's just they're always kind of near the top, but I don't know if they have like the serious potential to really make it into the conference finals. Like they have that potential, but they don't really ever go there. So I think you would have an interesting matchup there. And then I think one of the more interesting matchups here, you would have Memphis versus Toronto. Now, that's an interesting one, right? Like there are more matchups. I didn't mention all of them, but Memphis versus Toronto, I know last year I definitely thought Toronto was going to be beat by the Magic. I thought after that first game, forget who it was, somebody on the Magic made a like game-winning buzzer beater. I think the first game it was, I think Evan Fournier. And it was like, I just had this weird feeling that the Raptors were going to get beat. They did not, but I think Memphis is an interesting team. They have, they just hired a new coach, Taylor Jenkins, who, if you don't know who Taylor Jenkins was, he was an assistant coach under Mike Budenholzer. So he's obviously a good coach, and he's taken them a lot further than a lot of people thought. Now, they have an interesting team. They're actually pretty good. They have Ja Morant, Brandon Clark, Jaren Jackson. They have plenty of good players. So I think they can give Toronto a little bit of a test. Now, the only thing with this 1-16 seeding is it makes it really hard on the Bucks compared to what it would be with the normal seeding. Now, the Bucks would have to go through, most likely, at least one of these teams. Boston, Philadelphia, and LA. Because they're going to be on their side of the bracket. But the Lakers would only have to go through Toronto. So basically, the Lakers get out of a Clippers matchup, which is good for the Lakers. And really, the Lakers only have Toronto, Dallas, Miami, and Oklahoma City. Now, I mean, that's not that challenging compared to what the Bucks would have to play in their normal, like, in their normal seeding. Now, that's just the 1-16 seeding. I'm not gonna try and go like deep into that. I could argue about that for a while, but just know it doesn't. It kind of sets up an easier path to the NBA Finals for the Lakers, which would be interesting. A spoiler alert: that isn't what the NBA is going to do, but it's something to keep an eye on because it's been mentioned for a long time that this is something that they would like to do, but they haven't got around to it yet, such as the Elam ending, which they started implementing in the All-Star game last year. Now, something that was also mentioned is kind of group stages. Now, this is, spoiler alert, something that did get implemented. At least kind of. So we don't really know how this is going to play out, but we do know there will be 8 games to determine seeding, which I'm going to get into this later. For me, it doesn't really make sense. It doesn't really make sense to have your top teams, right, and then make them play 8 games, and that's the seeding. It doesn't really make sense. I'll get into that later. You're going to want to hear my argument on that one. But then they would have a group stage, basically. So this is another plan. They would have a group stage, and they would play 8 games to determine who advances out of that stage. This is very similar to the World Cup. So then the normal playoffs would resume, but in a shortened version without the first round. Now, a big part of this other plan is that it has been discussed that they could let the top-tier teams select the opponents in their group. Now, this would mean teams like the Bucks, the Lakers, the Clippers, and the Raptors would be able to select their matchup. Now, this didn't eventually get selected, but it's also another interesting concept. Like, could you imagine the Bucks getting up there, they get to go and pick their team they want to go up against, and they're like, hey, give us the 76ers. Like, could you imagine them doing that? It's almost like, hey, this is a team we want to face. This has been done in the G League before, and it's not exactly gone well for those top teams. It is found to create more upsets, because you're kind of challenging the basketball gods when you select your matchup. So, now, that was kind of the plans that they laid out last week. Then, last Friday, Shams sent out, because, you know, Sham God, he sent out the results from the GM survey. So, a majority of GMs actually chose to advance directly to the playoffs, with only 27% of GMs, like, for resuming the abbreviated season with the play-in. And 60% of GMs actually voted for a 72-game season, which is interesting. But the most interesting thing is 83% of GMs voted for the playoffs plus idea, which is basically where you have a playoffs with 20 or more teams. Now, that's a little bit different from our normal playoffs. Obviously, you have your non-playoff teams are split on resuming the season. I think if you're the Cavs or Warriors, what's your reason for for going to Orlando. You don't really have one, right? And most GMs want the season to end no later than October 1st. They also wanted larger roster and more flexibility to manage their roster. I don't personally don't really understand that. They also it was like 50-50 on voting to maintain traditional playoff seeding versus reseeding. So it doesn't look like there's going to be any reseeding, but there will be in the new plan the 8-game to determine seeding. We haven't really got more information on that, but that was kind of how the GM survey went. So you can obviously tell they're for some new ideas in terms of the playoffs. It's not just going to be the normal playoffs we're used to seeing season after season. This is going to be very different. So today, this is when it really got ramped up, and they really said, hey guys, look, here's what we got for the new playoffs. So there's going to be 22 teams in the playoffs, which is most of the NBA. So you're going to have, I think the weirdest part here is you're going to have 13 Western Conference teams compared to 9 Eastern Conference teams. Now, you may be asking, why would there be 4 less Eastern Conference teams? This is because in the West, you have a tight race for the 8 seed with New Orleans, Portland, Phoenix, Sacramento, and San Antonio. However, in the East, it's really just Washington as the 9 seed. So after those first 8 games that they play, if the 9 seed is more than 4 games behind the 8 seed, the number 8 seed makes the playoffs. And if it's fewer than 4 games, there's going to be a play-in tournament. So this is interesting. So if you see that, like, so in the West, the 8 seed is the Grizzlies. Now, this is kind of weird that the NBA is doing this, because you see and you can single out one team that's making the weird playoffs plus, and that is New Orleans. And you may be scratching your head here. It's like, why New Orleans? Well, it's New Orleans. You have Zion. The NBA is trying to get Zion into these playoffs. So if New Orleans can somehow, it really isn't that hard because they aren't that far behind, make sure they finish 4 games back or less from the Grizzlies. I think last I checked, they were like 2 games back, 1 or 2 games back. Then they get a tournament where they can play for the Grizzlies' spot. So really, if you're looking at like normal playoffs, Zion isn't going to be included. This, you're going to have Zion included in this, which is better for the NBA because it draws viewership. But it makes you kind of wonder, was this so Zion could get included, or was this just because, oh, New Orleans isn't that far back? Personally, I think the NBA definitely tried to find a plan where Zion could be included. They're not going to come out and say it was because of Zion, but Zion he altered their decisions in this one. So tomorrow, 12:30 p.m. Eastern time, Thursday, right? So if you're listening to this either in the future or it already is Thursday, it may be Friday. You have, what day is it? No, cool. All right. So Thursday, I think 5:45, give me a second here, guys. All right, 6:04, Thursday, June 4th, at 12:30, there's going to be a call with the intention of approving the league's plan for a 22-team return to play in Orlando. Now, this is going to be pretty interesting because, like I said before, it'll feature the 8 regular season games to determine seeding. And each of the 22 games will play 8 regular season games. So we don't know if that will be in the groups. We don't know if it's just going to be randomized. But I think it's going to be interesting because you're going to have those 8 teams that aren't as good as the rest not going to be included in the regular season games. So teams that kind of got to play bottom feeders all year will have a little bit tougher time. And I think it'll be interesting to see how teams such as the Sixers, who were great at home, but they couldn't win a game on the road, how they perform in neutral, like in a neutral environment. I think this has never really been seen before in a place like the NBA. So this is really just an interesting time. Now, we did get an update on what it's going to look like at Disney. So while players and coaches will be allowed to golf, golfing is definitely something we saw. If you watched The Last Dance, I'm assuming you did because you're listening to this podcast. And nobody should be listening to this podcast and not have watched The Last Dance. The Last Dance was absolutely amazing. So players and coaches will be allowed to golf and eat at outdoor restaurants in Disney, but they will also be required to maintain social distancing. So it's almost like there's going to be a bubble around Disney that the NBA is going to throw their players in. So now one question I had after reading all this, and if you're bored, here it gets to the interesting part, is how does this impact teams who did well in the regular season? Right? Like, if you're the Bucks, you're wondering, hey, so if I do mediocre in these 8 games to determine regular season, like, to determine seeding, what does that mean for me? Like, what did my league-leading record help me? Like, how did, what, they played a beautiful regular season, and how is that going to help them here? It doesn't seem like they're going to be able to get any advantages really at all. Because, say, the Grizzlies win 7 games, and they can be the number one seed. That's what it looks like here. I don't know if it's going to be on top of their, like, already regular season record, or if it's going to be something like that. I feel like it should be something like that, but it doesn't really make sense to have, hey, really, we're throwing out the regular season, so anything you did there, it doesn't really matter. Now, I think, so if you're the Bucks, if you're the Lakers, if you're the Clippers, you just want your normal playoffs, right? But the NBA is, hey, like, maybe we need to change things up to draw in fans. And I don't think they need to do that. Like, I don't think they need to find ways to draw fans here. I don't think they're going to have a problem with getting people to watch basketball. Because I literally every day, I turn on the TV and I have no clue what to watch. And recently it's been like, what the hell? Let's watch like Bundesliga or whatever. Right? I never watched them before. Okay? But I've been watching some of their games. So I don't think the NBA really has to change things up to draw in fans. Now, Don't worry, guys. The NBA has been discussing how to make this right for teams such as the Bucks. So this is not my joke, all right? This is not like my little joke of the podcast. This is actually stuff that the NBA discussed. So the NBA discussed giving higher seeded teams. Now, this doesn't mention if this is higher seeded teams after the 8 games or if this is regular season higher seeded teams. That is not mentioned here. So the higher seeded teams could get more possessions, which I don't think there will be an asterisk on the champion of this season. But if they get more possessions per game because they're a higher seed, perhaps there will be an asterisk. Now, that is going to be done by giving them the ball in the second, third, and fourth quarters, following the traditional jump ball to begin the game. That's kind of a weird, I don't know if that really, I don't know if the difference between the Bucks and the Magic is getting the ball to begin the second, third, and fourth quarters. But personally, that just sounds kind of stupid and was good enough to, when I first read it, get a little chuckle out of me. So another idea they had was the higher seeded team being allowed to designate one player to be able to be whistled for 7 fouls instead of 6 before fouling out. Now, I feel like if you're a team, you could just have, like, hey, you could have, like, I don't even know. You could have some scrub come off the bench, and you could have 7 fouls. And you could just have, like, Marcus Smart, okay? No, he's not a scrub off the bench. I'm just saying, Marcus Smart, you can come in and have him just wallop people, okay? and he would have 7 fouls to do it. Or you could have Giannis, who had some trouble at the beginning of the season staying in games. So if you give him an extra foul, he could be way more aggressive driving at the basket. I think this is something that is interesting, but also changes the game and creates a little asterisk again on a season that wasn't really going to have one before that, in my eyes. Now, another thing is the higher-seeded team receiving an extra coaches challenge. Don't really know how big of an impact that'll make. The higher-seeded team being able to transport their original court from their arenas to Orlando to try and preserve the feel of their home playing experience. I think this is a good idea. I feel like this is something they should do. I don't know if it's going to be possible, because in Orlando, it's going to have the feel of Summer League. So you're going to have the game starting at 12, and it's just going to be game after game after game. So I feel like if the games are spaced out a bit, I feel like this could be done. Maybe. Maybe. You see, I think it takes like the Staples Center staff like 2 hours to change from the Lakers to the Clippers. So I don't know if this could be done. I feel like it's a good idea. I don't know if it's going to be able to be done when you have game after game after game on the same court like in Summer League. I don't think this is something that they can do, because you're going to have to be playing games, and you can't take 2 hours to change the court. I feel like you could do this maybe in the playoffs. I don't know if you could do this when you're playing game after game. And then their last idea was an off-court feature in which playoff teams, in order of seeding 1 through 16, receive first choice on picking which hotel they stay at in the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex and Disney World Resort. So there's a lot to unpack here. So basically you get to choose which hotel you stay at, which is going to be funny, because I think you're going to have an interesting series when the Bucks get to stay at the Marriott and the Magic are staying at the Motel 6, right? I mean, it's a really gimmicky, right? I think that the NBA is kind of trying to give teams who are the higher seed some sort of advantage, because they aren't going to get one on neutral court. That's why it's called neutral court. But most of these are just gimmicks. I don't really see how they're going to actually impact the game. So it doesn't make sense to me. So, I mean, you can say what you want about that. I think it's just gimmicky, but it's really just whatever that is. Because really, choosing your own team hotel, what does that do for you? I just don't think much. So, but I think I'm going to have to wrap it up for now, guys. That'll be all for today. I could talk about how team hotels won't change anything, or they may. They may change something. Maybe Kawhi getting a good night's sleep after visiting Mickey Mouse may help, along with James Harden. Maybe. But that's going to be all for today. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of Role Players. I'll be back soon when we have more information regarding this. Again, NBA is coming back. Vote tomorrow. And they're looking at coming back July 31st. And with potential Game 7 in the NBA Finals being around October 12th. So stay tuned. I'll be uploading another podcast if something does change or if more information is released. But for now, thank you for tuning in. Peace out.